anybody who's listening to this recording, the last sentence was, please check out the feeling cycle map if you have not, if you don't know what it is, and grab somebody who knows and go through the process.
Who in this call knows what that is and could share it? So Maria Magdalena.
Sofia Magdalena, Ana Norambuena, and Catherine.
Good.
Cool. Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Vera is here. Perfect timing. Hi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. I would like to start with some, if there's any, oh, wait, logistics. Tomorrow's my birthday. Tomorrow's my birthday. And we went on a little getaway with Clinton. We left Vera in the house in Ericeira. And
she's eating all the good stuff that we left in the house. You can tell she's eating it.
For example, the chocolate cake that I made yesterday.
Mozzarella cheese. That's what
it was. Again. Okay. And sort of, I've tried to carve myself a couple of days of not so much messaging and stuff. So I would like to keep this call sort of short and still have a time for some context setting and a short exercise and have the call last between an hour and no more than an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah? Okay. And then I can go back to my birthday getaway with Clinton. Cool.
I have a question.
I have a 1 hour.
Okay, Tristan, have 1 hour. Joanna, what's your
question? I have 1 hour, yeah.
It's about the meeting about the fear exercises. I was not present. Was that recorded or is there a file? And if yes, could you share and can we add exercises to those files?
Yes, I think I've posted most of the links on the WhatsApp group, on the Train and Path WhatsApp group. So if you scroll back up, okay. And there's a file with photos of my notes. And there's a file of Vera took the notes of the exercise, just like we did when we did the workshop exercises session. And what I would like the best is that to build a handbook, like a fear club handbook with all the exercises and a style about how to write up the exercise so it's consistent. And so Vera sort of have a draft about that, but they would need to be polished because she was typing frenetically. And then there's the exercise that I've took picture of that would need to be transcribed. And so would you be somebody to take that job on, Joanna?
What is exactly the job?
The job is to build this part of the handbook, which are fear-based, like fear initiation exercises. And to have them as a write-up that people can open that file and have a bunch of exercises when they want to do Fear Club.
And is there an example of how they should be? Ah, okay. Yes, yeah. I can do that.
Okay. And I will connect with you about giving you the templates and everything.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anything else hot and burning that you want to share or questions or how you don't understand the world? Most of the time when we go around with Clinton lately, we've just been in this, we don't know how the world works. So I don't know if you have some questions like that before we start. Martina.
I'm in Germany and it's completely dark outside and I think you are in Portugal and behind Joanna, the sun is shining and I don't understand how can that be.
It's a light trick.
Fucking light trick.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It's light here too.
Okay, thank you. Ana Norambuena, you had a irreconcilable question.
Yeah, I'm just super liquid of watching the movie of the pandemic. And this, I have this point in myself that you know, I'm so naive, like walking in the world, and I'm still believing this like fantasy somehow. And the reality with this movie brought about the storytellers. So how the storytellers are, I think there is one sentence that's just got into my system, and this is who is telling the story rule society. And this is the first time that really sunk more and more how important it is to recognize what is the story and to know which story do I tell. And this is for me at the moment is, so I don't understand how the world works. It's so many layers of stories, they are invisible for me. And through this movie, I got like a shake up, and I couldn't watch the movie at once, actually. I watched the first part, and then I watched the first part again, because I had the feeling my box just didn't allow this to come, to arrive. And the second time was like, and a big question mark. Yeah, huge.
Can you tell us the title of the movie again, please?
Plandemic.
Plandemic. Like planet demic. Plandemic.
Like plan-demic.
Thank you.
You actually will not find the movie if you Google plandemic, because those forces that do not want this story to be told have made it very difficult to find.
How do I find it?
You find it by putting in plan, well, you go to the General Mimetics newsletter and click on the link. Do you get the General Mimetics newsletter?
Yes.
It's in there.
Haven't read it yet.
Yeah, you should watch both movies that are in there. The other one too.
We watched both with Clinton, Vera, and I like a couple nights ago.
You watched them both in the same night.
Yeah, in the same night, like back to back. And in a way, something happened because we haven't really talked about them. And often we do talk a lot about even random movies that we watch. So, yeah. Okay.
Planet of the Humans is the other one.
Yeah.
Planet of the Humans. It's about the illusion of green technology. Yeah.
So that, yeah. Okay. Before we dive into more where I want to go in the context of this call, there was one sort of logistics and not so much logistics decision that I would like to sort of brought in the space and see if anybody has thought of it. And it's about this request from different people coming my way, but also I've heard from other people, to where can we find online offers, sort of all the online offers at once. And I think I said it in the group, the possibilitymanagement.org is not really the place where it's really easy to put the offers, and a lot of us actually don't have access to that back end. So one of the idea that we had with Vera is to create a calendar that's called Team Up. And it was used for the Conflict Transformation Summit that we were in. And it's, in a way, I found it really, it's really easy to use, and you can find the calendar, but you can also find a list. Okay, so you have both the calendar and the list of offers. So I would propose that to put all our online offers, we would have a link where we can modify the calendar, and then we would give you there would be a link that you can give, and people can't change the offers, they just can view the calendar. So is there any resistance or questions about creating this team up calendar for online offers mostly.
I just want to add that I put in the Monday night study group, I think, and it worked really easily, and I was happy about it. So it seems like it would work great.
And I, for as an experiment to see how easy it was, I also put Joanna and Habet's Rage Club series there with the link, with the description that they have on the Facebook page. And there's an option to get signups so that the people even that are interested and they say, I want to come, they put their email. So then you have their email address to reach out to them to confirm, to register.
Cool. Okay, this is a go then. Miss.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. So Vera, would you be behind the sort of the logistics and sending out the things for everybody to know
how to
do everything? Cool.
I would propose to talk to Georg to see if we can have a link from the possibilitymanagement.org website over to this team up page so that if people are interested in more online offers, that they could click at the possibilitymanagement.org website and end up there and see if that's possible.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be in the German and the English version, right? Two links kind of, or the calendar is in English, I assume.
The calendar is in whatever language that you want to put in it. So, I mean, I write in English, but if you want, you can have both languages, German and, or even Portuguese and English.
Yeah, okay, great.
Cool, so Vera, you would reach out to Georg too?
Yes, I will do both.
Well, I think there is also a possibility, because there are so many possibilities teams happening during the week. So I think what can be also created is another layer of the calendar, only with possibilities teams embedded. Because then if we pull kind of all the events together, it's not very readable. So for the possibilities team, it could be the same case. That's just you have in your calendar. If that's
useful. Well, so about that is, that's what Claudia was saying, that you can read it as lists instead of seeing it as a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see everything that's up for that day.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't have resistance to create a second, a sub calendar. The thing is that free version only can give us four calendars. And this is only for the online offer. So physical possibility teams would not be here.
Okay.
We have a question about the time zone. Does the team up thing handle the time zone?
Yeah.
Because right now, the possibility team website, I put all the online possibility teams on that website. And every time the time changes in the fall and the winter, I have to go through every single thing and change the GMT plus two, whatever. So I'd rather go there and put a link from the possibility team .org website and have it jump into the team up, and I can just get rid of all those other things.
Yeah, the team up website, they use the whatever your computer set out for the, like the Google Calendar, whatever your computer set out the time zone, he uses it.
Cool.
Okay. So it's clear, Vera, you also make a sub calendar for the teams.
Yeah.
Separate from the room. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, does this omit the trainer path calendar? I mean,
trainer path.
So do we have two calendars, trainer path and the team up thing for everybody?
Yeah, my proposal is then the trainer path calendar would be only for our meetings, maybe then the calls and the physical gatherings and like for our internal meetings. And then every, like the what we offer to the public goes into the team up calendar.
Okay.
And if you have stuff right now put in the calendar, don't worry about it. Just leave them there. Like you don't have to go and delete all your events. It will just, it will take care of itself as we go move into time.
And I haven't discovered it yet, but I'm almost I'm pretty confident that TeamUp will have a way to export that calendar to your Google Calendar or iCal. So they usually do this, but I'll check and tell you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. Great. I'd like to wrap up this logistical decision maker. Okay. Sophia Magdalena, you just barely made it. Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing, which is I took a stand for the Trainerpath Germany. So I'm holding space for the Trainerpath Germany. And I want to let you know that it's in birthing process.
I will jump right on that announcement into what I wanted to share with you today, because on Sunday evening with Sophia Magdalena, Vera and Anna were here on this call, but also Maciek from Poland and Jennifer Dominguez from the States. We had a call for the infinity ring of the space holder for trainer paths, and Joanna Cruz
in a different country.
Yeah, in a different country. So Joanna Cruz was supposed to be there, but she's busy raging with people, and that's fantastic. So, but we had this meeting on Sunday night to really start this, like, officially the difference between the trainer path regional and the trainer path global, which is the WhatsApp group that we use right now is the trainer path global. And so the trainer path regional is Vera is holding space for Brazil, Ana Norm Buena is holding space for New Zealand, Maciek is holding space for the trainer path in Poland, Jennifer Dominguez is the representative of the space holder for North America, and so she's also holding space with Patrizio, and Scott East and Amanda Killen. And Sophia Magdalena is holding space for, as she just announced, the birthing trainer path Germany. And this is, I wanted to share with you what, because it is part of the evolution of the trainer path. And I want to sort of say that what comes next, anyway, it's new and I don't really know how to put it into words. There's a lot of things sort of coming together, crashing together that match this evolution of now different trainer paths, like regional trainer paths. And so I will start pulling on one thread and I might jump here and there and it might all sort of come together at the end. And yeah.
The easiest way for me to think about the trainer paths for the regions is they have a common language to speak. And in Poland, they speak Poland. In Brazil, they speak Portuguese. You know, they're different. And in Germany, they would speak German. And every now and then, for example, on the possibility management newsletter, people please say, please take me off the newsletter because you only write it in English. But, you know, the possibility management game world is a global game world and the language is English, but to have local trainer paths, they have a common language, the local language. And for me, that's important, subtle, it helps people communicate the deep, difficult to talk about things in the local language. And so it just goes deeper when it's local language like that.
So for me, the regional trainer paths have, so what Clinton was just talking about, and also has different function of to keep, it's kind of weird to say it, but to keep decentralizing trainings. Mm-hmm. And before, possibility management was so centralized in Germany, and now it's really growing into each region needs to have its own trainer circle, and one or two or three or four, like in North America, taking a stand for that particular region to show up as a whole separate and independent game world connected.
For training trainers.
Yeah, for training trainers. And then there is this other part of the Trainer Path Global. Now there's about 30 people on our WhatsApp group. And I would say about half of them actually are not sourcing the Trainer Path Global. And for me to be part of a game world with a team of people who are not at source of the game world is not interesting. It is really not interesting, because then those are free riders or people taking energy, or, and I'm not saying that those people are not trainers. I have this question, okay, how come they're not empowered to source this game world when other people, also from a bunch of different region, are sourcing the Trainer Path Global? And I'm, so one of the possibilities is, well, actually they need to be in their Trainer Path regional and source that, or be with their team there in their region. So in Poland and Brazil and in North America and Portugal, even in Germany. I mean, in a way, there's a Trainer Path Global has a lot of German-based, German-speaking people, and it sort of comes out of this history of possibility management being born in Germany. And now that it's going global, it makes total sense that there's a Trainer Path Germany, and that possibility management is not emerging out of Germany anymore. It is just, Germany is one of the region, like one of the game world, along with all the other people. So I really want to sort of appreciate you, Sofia Magdalena, because taking on the Trainer Path Germany has the extra challenge of holding space for trainers in the region where possibility management was born, and there's old trainers in Germany, and there's new trainers, and there's trainers that are way older than you, and it's okay, there's a lot of history, you know, in a way there's a lot of baggage that a lot of other countries, they have a blank slate when they start. And you took the stand, so here we go. And you have, you know, you have our support. You really have our support, and we'll kick your ass and hold you when needed.
It'll be good practice for your demon slayer and your gremlin sword.
Yeah.
Great.
And you're not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so it seems to me that in the evolution of the Trainer Path Global, there will be sort of less and less people in this WhatsApp group and in the circle of the Trainer Path Global, which will be mostly the space holders from the different Trainer Path regional meeting, and maybe also the people who don't have a region where it hasn't started yet. They're alone in their region. So like Sarah Parisian, Italy, I don't know, Norway and Finland and Sweden are starting to pop up with people. So soon there will be the thing of, okay, who are the trainers, who are the space holders, and they might find a place in the Trainer Path Global until they create their own regional Trainer Path. And I just want to say one more thing. And also, I'm not making a declaration for right now saying, you know, the Trainer Path is only space holders. And because, as I say, some people who even have not taken the stand of being space holders are contributing and nourishing and like making this space alive. So it's more about noticing at another level what we did with Vera a couple months ago about, okay, who actually doesn't really belong here? Who actually is not playing the same game as the one coming to calls and holding processes for each other and on and on and on. So it will be a sort of evolutionary process. An evolutionary process.
That's something to...
Yeah, Catherine, yeah, Catherine first and then Vera.
I hear that, and I appreciate very much this global international character of this Trainer Path group, because it does give more possibilities. It yeah. So I am afraid right now of being separated, and I'm sure we will find possibilities for that, but I'm afraid of being separated into different groups and this begetting quality of this the global thing is getting lost, and I'm sure we will find possibilities. But I deeply appreciate and acknowledge this international thing, especially also because I'm holding space for an international possibility team, for instance, and so it helps me also with that.
Thank you.
Vera. I want to say that there's still, like we do in the Trainer Path Brazil, that people can still go or be invited to or request to also go to and attend other calls as well. So it's not like you're out. If you're in a region, that it's like you have no access to anything that's happening. And I find this particularly clear because my circle is mostly global, and trying to find a time where everybody can have a call is usually more challenging than the people from the same region, for example. So with more calls, more logistics, and you still are available for, there's still availability for cross-pollination between regions.
And along those lines, how many of you have been in the Portuguese trainer path call?
The Brazilian?
Brazilian. How many people have been so far in a... Yeah, so not enough. So, you know, if you're going to be at the global level, one of the parts of that game is to quite frequently also participate in local ones that are not your local trainer path circle. You get that? So in addition to Trainer Path Global and your local one, say Germany, you would also be, just go into the Polish one, even if you don't understand a word they say. It's incredible to watch the people behave with each other. It's completely different than the Brazilian, the New Zealand, the North America. It's completely different. There's a whole way of being in the Polish space. It's just enlightening. It's a different thing. So go in. You know, your job is to, if you're in the global one, to go participate in the local regional ones quite often.
And even if you're a space holder for another region, to hold space for another region. Like if you're a space holder for North America and you go hold space for Brazil, and then you figure out the language and the whole thing.
Yeah, and Chloe did this, did she space hold for one call when I couldn't for the Trainer Path Brazil, and the team loved it. They loved that there was another space holder, and you know, this the invitation will come back, come soon again to the Trainer Path Global.
Talking about holding space, this is sort of the other bit that goes into what I wanted to talk about tonight, is the Trainer Path Global, but also the Trainer Path Regional in each of your meeting, however you're meeting, online, weekly, or whatever, is a trainer training space. Is really trainer training. And trainers, like you guys, have big beings and certain box and a big gremlin to protect that box, and also big archetypal lineage and commitment and need and necessity, and it takes a level of matrix and skill and experience to be able to hold a trainer training space that will really feed everybody, that will really nourish, feed, create ecstasy, create possibilities for every type of gremlin and being and archetypal lineage and commitment in the space. And while I want to say that I felt so glad that spontaneously about 6 months ago, somebody said, hey, I want to be holding space for the Trainer Path gathering, which was at the time, I was so glad that there would be people stepping up to that job. I realize now that some spaces have just not been at a trainer-trainer level of nourishment and like ecstasy. And there's nothing wrong or bad about that. I think it's just because there's one part of where I haven't been vehement or adamant enough about space holding skills. And the way we've been doing space holding is people hold space for an hour and a half and then they have 10 minutes of feedback. And in a way, it's just not enough rapid learning to be able to shift ongoingly to create like whatever, more alive, more connected, more nonlinear space. So I'd like to shift the offer that we practice space holding more, and we practice space holding in groups of three. And so, for example, this is what I would like to do today. Groups of three space holding, and there's two people that you're holding space for that you need to create a rich, nonlinear, extraordinary, matching their commitment, their need, their possibility. And you get live feedback and coaching from them saying, here you missed a door to extraordinary. Here you missed a door for nonlinearity. This is the coaching. Here you could have lightened up the space. Yeah, beep, light up the space here. Or oh, beep, no, go deeper. You know, put the sword at their neck and don't let go of the thing that they're, you know, they're grumbling at doing or their box is doing. And I mean, basically being a trainer is the only thing we actually speak about is about space holding. Like every skill that we practice is about space holding skills, but I haven't really put it like that. I haven't put it like that in the space. And so there's a disconnection between the skill that we've practiced and actually using those skills in holding an extraordinary space. With your bright principles coming into the space and your shadow principles conscious, your gremlin at your side, and yeah, something like that. So along those lines, this is sort of a lot, but along those lines, every couple weeks, I would want the call to be only about, clearly about space holding. Clearly about space holding, and it can also match, or it would also match the 10 consequences of being a trainer. So I don't know if every one of you have heard about this new list that we've discovered recently about the 10 consequences that would show up in your life as you becoming a trainer. As you are a trainer, this is the results, the consequences that show up in your life that would be a sign that you are moving along this path of being a trainer. For example, having a website with a live website that you update with your offers and saying that you're using possibility management. Sending out a regular newsletter, a monthly newsletter. So I don't know. 3 months ago, we did this call about building your circle. And I think since this call, I'm suspicious that only Joanna Cruz here have sent a regular newsletter every month. And Vera also. Martina. Yes. Cool.
It was a regular newsletter so far. It was not every month. So a regular newsletter is a regular newsletter. It's not every month so far. Beep. So if the consequence might be that Beep. I send one Beep. Every month later, great. At the Beep. Moment, it's not.
Beep. Just checking who's talking right now.
My gremlin. It's.
You might want to do an emotional healing process about that. This is not a space for gremlin to talk like that.
Okay, so.
And you can ask for it right now if you want. Got one or two people after the call would hold space for you about that.
And I am feeling pushed.
Which is which four feelings?
It's fear.
Okay then, That would be the emotional process. Another one, perhaps, that could be two different ones. Might be the same one. Mm-hmm. Are you going to forget about it, or are you going to ask for it?
I'm not going to ask for it now. And that is on my list, both of them. And I'm working down my list. I had one today already. Not about this.
Okay. So what I meant to say is the 10 consequences, I will post a map or the list on the trainer path at the end of this call. And they're all about space holding. And they're space holding different things. Space holding for your website, the newsletter, Rage Club, single coaching,
your circle,
yourself as going through emotional healing processes. It's all about space holding. So I think every 2 weeks we could match this space holding skills with also how's it going with those 10 consequences? What is in your way to have those 10 consequences show up in your life? Anything right now about, I mean, I know this is a lot. I want to share that it takes me weeks and sometimes even months to go through those liquid state, and then I get to a thing that I want to share with you, but I've got weeks of liquid state behind me. And so I know this is also a lot. And if nothing is coming up right now, I would like to jump in into this space holding practice in groups of three. Great. So it would be, I think I mentioned it before, but I'll say it again. We grew in groups of three, one person starts and you scan the two people across from you and you will hold space for an extraordinary, nonlinear, rich, matching their commitment, their need, their possibilities for about 7 or 8 minutes. There's live feedback and coaching. So the two people, the people who are receiving the space, your coach, so beep, shift, go, and give them not just like the beep, but also coaching, and give them, it can also be, give them sentences to say, because it's what Clinton was saying in the beginning about the mimetic. The mimetic is not English, it's mimetic English. So if you have a mimetic sentence to give them, let them repeat it and sense how it lands in the space. This is a lot how I've learned to speak into mimetic English, by copying Michaela and Dagmar and Clinton and other trainers using those sentences. Okay, and then I'll tell you how to shift every 8 minutes.
Martina.
I have a short question. Is there one coach, or are there both of them are coaching? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me make the breakout rooms.
Yeah. I mean, you and I are in the same room.
Great.
Oh, it feels good.
Okay. Let me see how this goes. Martina and Sofia Magdalena, can you stay in the main room?
Yes.
Super. Yeah. Here we go. I don't have so much for the coaches. Okay, this is us.
Four?
Yes.
I need my phone.
Three.
Two.
two.
Who starts?
I don't want to start, but I want to update you. I have an emotional reaction right now, and I'm trying to get in this gap. And yeah, I just want to let you know.
What is the emotional reaction?
About my sickness and about... Sorry?
I didn't hear.
I feel sad and I feel scared because of being stopped again by being sick, and I have so much stuff to do on my list and it's not getting forward because I'm sick again, and I feel I can't do anything. That's the point, which I'm sad about.
Thank you.
You're holding the space.
I am.
Yes.
Martina, could you please give some coaching to Sofia Magdalena? You got 30 seconds. Go, please.
Sofia Magdalena.
And Zoe, will you coach Martina as she's coaching Sofia Magdalena?
What is that feeling that you have right now?
Martina, my proposal would be, if you have 30 seconds, is just speak into, don't take it for the process. You're only giving her coaching and possibilities. Mm-hmm. You're speaking and give a distinction that might help her.
And also, the way you said it was analytical, Martina. Like a psychologist almost. So you put her up in the head. So shift, go, try again. Try something like, what's your real purpose? Like let your soul tell us your real purpose, something like that. Shift, go.
Sofia Magdalena, what is the first thing on your list?
Doing my newsletter and my website. Finish it from this month.
Okay.
Beep, and Chloe, you didn't beep Martina, because Martina's thinking, and she's, instead of using her feelings and intuition. Can you coach her, please, about that?
Yes. Martina, sink into your own feelings and emotion and your... Connect with Sofia Magdalena.
Change your posture.
Yeah, Martina, change your posture. Stand upright. Create this connection, being to being connection with Sofia Magdalena. She is stuck somewhere. She's stuck somewhere, and she needs you to reopen a door for her to go somewhere else. And one of the possible door is, what is really your purpose for being sick?
Here's an idea. And Chloe, explained to Martina how she can dial up a new number in Sofia Magdalena.
Okay, Martina, this is another possibility. Are you ready for a new possibility about how to coach Sofia Magdalena?
You waited. You don't have to explain. Just
I do, because Martina is, she's not there anymore because it goes too fast.
I don't believe it. I think she's really there. Martina, so.
Are you there?
Are you there?
I'm there, but I'm also stuck.
Yeah, so she's there.
Okay, she's there, but she's stuck.
Okay, so tell her the thing about dialing up a different Sofia Magdalena.
Okay, Martina, your job is to dial up a new Sofia Magdalena than this sick, victim-y, horrible, poor me, I have so much to do, and I'm so sick. And so, you know Sofia Magdalena, who's like ecstatic and creative, and so you dial up that part of Sofia Magdalena.
Sofia Magdalena, are you sitting on a chair right now?
Again, I didn't hear you.
I want to talk to a different Sofia Magdalena. This is the way I usually do it. I want to talk to a different, and then you start talking to it. You don't ask any questions. You just start talking to the different one.
Sofia Magdalena, I want to talk to another Sofia Magdalena right now.
Go.
Go.
Stand up, please.
Go.
Go.
Stand up.
Go.
Yes. Put the chair away and put your screen so that I can see your face. Yeah.
Go.
Go.
Give orders. This is perfect.
And tell her to turn around 20 times.
Okay. Now turn around 10 times.
And then do this.
Yeah, two. This thing.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and stand. Stand still.
Wait.
Sophia Magdalena, this action took this. So many calories, and you need much less to write your newspaper. So what's the fucking problem?
Come on, Martina, have her.
Do this. To shift identity.
What shall I do? This?
Yeah, you coach Sophia Magdalena to do this.
Hey, what are you doing with your hands? You need your fingers to do your newsletter.
Oh. No, not too much talking. Just tell her, do this. Okay. No explanation.
Open your hands.
No. Do this. Have her do this. We did it at the Rage Club. Remember the first one we met you? We were doing this.
with the sound.
Tell her to do that. You did it before.
Okay, Sophia Magdalena, take the fists, and now you go.
Yes,
go.
Yes, go.
Go.
Okay, great. How do you feel?
Happy.
See, Martina, now you're talking to a different Sophia Magdalena.
Yes.
So. Now you say, okay, what do you want to say? What is...
No. Look, no. There's a vampire that eats Sophia Magdalena. It has a phrase. It has a trigger phrase. What's the trigger phrase? To find out the trigger phrase so you can write it down. She's capture the trigger. You know what I mean? The trigger phrase is something like, my list is not getting done, whatever, something like that. I can't do it. What is the trigger phrase?
Does she know about the vampire? Does she know?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
But she finds it like just, she's the one who does this, ask that one. What is the trigger phrase?
Okay. Sophia Magdalena, do you know that you have this vampire on your
neck?
On your neck? Can you feel that?
Yes.
What does he say? What does it say to you?
What's the trigger phrase?
Yeah.
What's the trigger phrase?
It's too much. I can. I'm a loser.
Yes. Write those down.
The trigger phrase is, I'm a loser. It's too much.
All three.
I can't.
All three.
It's too much. I'm a loser. Those three trigger sentences.
If she has to write the top of the thing, top of her page in the beat book says trigger phrase. She's a trigger hunter.
Mm-hmm.
She's changed to a trigger hunter and she just got three. She just captured three triggers.
And Martina, ask her, do you have all three?
Did you write down all three?
Or is there one, most important one?
No, they're all important.
Okay, do you have three?
Yes, I have
three. Okay. What are they?
Okay, she has 15 or 20. There are 15 maybe. Mm-hmm. She only has three. She has to keep hunting.
Uh-huh.
Now, but in the next week.
Okay.
She keep hunting. Until every time she get one, she should call you or write you a message. Yeah. I found another one. I got another one.
And complete that list until you could find hundreds of more sentences.
No, not so many.
Yeah, because 100 is too big. So say 18 or 20, make a reasonable number.
Okay. You might find 18 or 20 of the sentences and you all write them down on this list in this side.
And you find the next one.
You capture them. It's not just write them down. You catch them. She's a hunter now.
Mm-hmm.
Before the phrases hunt her and they were hunting her. Now it's turned around and she goes, okay, I'm hunting you.
Mm-hmm. You have to explain that, Martina, with all the movement that Clinton just did. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So it might be that you hunt new sentences, and before they stick their fingers in your neck and cut you out, you have to write those sentences and hunt them.
You have to capture them. You have to capture them.
You have to hunt them.
Capture them.
Yes.
Hunt them with them.
And then when you capture them, then you become the hunter.
The cage. The cage is her beat book. Beat book is a cage.
And when you hunted them and they are in the cage and the cage is your beat book, you can
shoot them.
No.
No. You just
put them in the cage.
But you hunt them.
You hunt the next one.
And then?
You hunt the next ones. Anyone more that come around, they go, oh no, she has a gun.
They're hunting.
I will go somewhere else.
But the gun is like a net.
Yeah.
The gun is the capture net.
Yeah.
What happens then when they are inside?
Then you capture them.
Put them in the prison.
You capture them and you put them in the prison, which is the beat book.
They slowly starve to death and die.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Okay. But blood should be speaking all of this.
Go. You have to tell her. Go ahead.
Okay. When you see one of them and you can hunt them, you have the chance to hunt them before they stick you in the neck. You hunt them with your fingers and you put them into your cage, and the cage is your peep book. And
yes,
you are closing them in by writing that up. And when they are all in, it might be 15 or 80 ones, or perhaps even 20. And later, when they are all in and you know that they are all in, then you'll just have to wait until they starve very violently.
And they eat each other.
Yes.
I love that.
Okay. Nice coaching, and Chloe.
Nice coaching, Clinton. Nice coaching, Martina. Well done.
Thank you.
So, but Martina, tell us what you did. You shifted from?
I shifted from thinking to having fun.
You shifted from being an analyst to being a possibilitator.
Okay. It was fun, yeah.
And you did good. It was fun for us too. No, so here's the thing. I already had a list of 18 in one beat book, and then I went for a year. And I didn't find any more. And just last week, I caught three more. I found three more phrases that came around. And so we don't know how many, but you know how to be a trigger hunter, and you know how to capture them. You know what they are. You know where to put them. And then you have the process of being a trigger hunter. So you just are changing Sophia Magdalena from being a victim to being a trigger hunter. Like that. She's hunting the trigger voices.
Yeah.
Yay. Is that 8 minutes?
That is way past 8 minutes. Sophia Magdalena, you on.
Oh no.
Beep. Who's your coach? We are.
We are all.
Okay, that was a beep. That's a victim statement. Oh no is a victim statement.
Shift go. Shift Maria, go. Sophia Magdalena, you're on.
Yes.
My commitment is
to space holding, to my commitment is to possibility management and to bringing new thoughtware.
So beep. In terms of our space.
Martina, you have to say beep. You're coaching, Martina. Okay. You're one of the coaches.
My commitment is to commitment and to teamwork.
Your commitment is to navigate this space to extraordinary, this space. This space. Navigate this space to extraordinary. That's your commitment. Shift go.
Coaching. What, you know, the thing that is like the most alive in you is about making your newsletter. You get three possibilitators who can give you a whole bunch of possibility and have fun with you creating this whole newsletter and awake our archetypal lineage and our possibility writer. You have a writer. Martina's a writer. Clinton's a mimetic engineer. And I am something. Wizard dress. Okay, well, make use of that, for example.
But then it's for me.
So, it's always for you.
You got, say, in 3 minutes, I want my newsletter. Go.
Okay, I want my newsletter to be done, and I want to have it.
Tell us what to do. Tell us what to do for you.
Okay, please give me possibilities how I can time manage myself with the newsletter.
No, please write my newsletter for me right now in 4 minutes.
Please write my newsletter for me now in 4 minutes.
Just put it in the chat screen. It will tell us to put it in the chat.
Yeah, write my newsletter for me right now in 4 minutes and put it in the chat.
And you do the same thing.
I'll do the same.
Good. So tell us when to start. Martina did not agree. She didn't agree yet.
I didn't understand. What, we write that in the chat or what?
Yes. Please write my newsletter, my next newsletter, in the chat, in the group chat right now. And just write whatever comes up. And we start all together.
Not whatever. Write the newsletter.
Yeah. Write my newsletter.
You have to say go.
And I'll do the same. Go.
Are you going to speak or not? Because if you're going to speak. Okay. That's right.
Some people.
Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
Whatever. I didn't know what was going to come out. Did you turn our mic off or is it on?
No, it's on. You have to complete my sentence, otherwise it doesn't make sense.
To give birth to the edge workers, bringing Germany, shifting Germany.
But I want to say, I have taken this and
Sophia Magdalena, not so much thinking. You're thinking too much. Just write. Write before you think. Just write. Just write something. Doesn't matter what.
Where? Oh, here.
has a healing process.
Where?
In my living room has a healing process. For anyone. For anyone with any physical ailments except coronavirus.
Okay, Sofia Magdalena, this is about half your time.
It's what? That's it?
What? No, I'm just, this is a coaching about space, time space holding.
Yeah, tell people, come on, we have 1.5 minutes left.
You have 30 seconds left.
Okay, you have 40 seconds left. Wrap it up and send it out.
Wrap it up with something funny or inspiring.
Wrap it up with a joke.
No, something inspiring.
Wrap it up with something inspiring.
Yes. You have to say it inspiringly.
Okay. Wrap it up within 40 seconds with something which is really inspiring the others so they want to suck in what you just wrote and never let it go.
Coaster.
Roller coaster that goes sideways and through the night.
And through the night.
Over the rainbow.
Over the rainbow.
In tunnels.
I have jumped on the roller coaster.
And there's a seat next to me.
And there's a seat next to me.
Open for you.
Stir me.
Come along. The ride.
Okay.
But keep your eyes and open, keep your mouth open and scream with me. Keep your mouth open and scream with me. I love you. Call me.
Okay, we can stop.
Yay!
Okay. I know it's not really a joke, but I can never say your name, SM, because it's really too...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Just come to a close and come back.
Just have to put that together and then you can send it out in 1 hour.
And who's going to put it together?
Sofia Magdalena.
And Sofia Magdalena, now you wrap this up and say something inspiring for us.
So this is, okay, thank you for your teamwork. This is what all of this is about. This is what we are doing. This is what our hearts are beating. This is what it's about, is empowering ourselves, getting ourselves out of stuckness and just taking the next step. And thank you a lot.
And I'll be calling you next month for my next newsletter.
I will call you up for my next newsletter next month, so it won't skip 1 month. How many people are in? Yes. Thank you. See you next month.
Good.
Oh, gosh.
Copy paste right now.
I've saved the file, but
you can. She can. Yeah. Just copy and paste it and put it in.
No, you just save the file.
I can save it, right? And then I will find it somewhere in my notebook, I guess.
Put it where you want it.
I also want to have that. How can I do that?
You see the three little dots by the chat at the bottom? This file and there's three little dots?
In the chat window. In the chat window. When the chat window is open on the lower right-hand corner.
Oh, okay, yes.
The three dots. That's
fine. Just save that.
Yes.
Yes.
What did Martina write? I want to see.
She wrote in German.
What?
No.
I wrote in English. Wrote in English.
No, it's not there. The sun is shining always.
That was it?
Welcome back.
No, there was something more.
Thank you, Natalia.
Doesn't matter.
There it is. Oh, no, that's from Martina. The dripping nose and a fever. Martina, it's great. Where'd she go? No. Oh, there she is.
Natalia, I just wanted to say a message to Natalia. Wait. The the last thing that you shared, it sounded like a trigger sentence, a trigger phrase. Do you know what a trigger phrase is? Write it on your trigger hunting phrases.
Martina, you have to coach Vera. She was just talking about trigger phrases.
Can you coach Vera the same way you were coaching Sophie Magdalena?
Yeah.
Can you coach Vera? Go ahead.
It only takes 30 seconds, Vera. So when you have hunted one of the sentences that is, they are like vampires that are beating into your neck. And
wait,
make it beep.
Too linear, yeah. Too logical, too reasonable. You did it way, way different with Sophie Magdalena.
So before they beat you in your neck, those vampires, you have to catch them. You have to catch them. You have to throw them in the cage. And the cage is your beat book. So you have to write that up. You have to write the sentences up. And you have to hound them. And there may be more. Now you have one, but there may be 15 or 18 or perhaps 20 things.
You have to hunt them.
And you hunt them with your... Yeah, you hunt them. And when you have them, you put them in the cage. And when you have them all, you let them starve violently at the end.
And you become... the shift of identity. This is the rap, Martina. You become the trigger hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You need to say that to land into your client.
But that's what I was describing.
Right? You're describing it, but you need to say it.
The shift of identity.
You need to say which identity they move into.
Yeah. Open up the space.
They are not a victim. They are a hunter.
You are.
Speak to Vera.
You shift your identity, Vera, from being the victim of those sentences to being the hunter of those sentences, you know?
Yes.
That's the important thing.
So instead of running from them,
Yes, you catch them.
And Vera, the coaching is, you have to coach Natalia the same way I just coached you.
Go.
Okay. So Natalia, that sentence, did you see how it was kind of coming in?
No, she didn't. You have to create the space for her to see it.
Okay.
It just came.
It
just came onto your neck and sucked your...
Yeah, the sentence just came into your neck and just sucked all of it. The whole space was like lying. Even Anna was like falling asleep. It was just like lifeless.
Put the teeth in your neck.
You
have to do the sounds.
Oh, it's doing... it's doing, it's sucking you dry and you get like no juice in your cheeks, you know, like you're gonna have no cheeks left. What you need to do is turn yourself into a trigger hunter instead of the food for these vampires. You need to turn around and then hunt, like grab them with a lasso. It could be with a gun. You have the choice of weapon. Just grab them and then you put them in with your mighty pen. You're going to put them in the cage of your beat book. That's your cage.
Your last page, in the back of the book.
Last page, so that it's under the weight of the whole, of all of the distinctions that you're collecting. And you close it. You close it so it's there, left alone, totally miserable and dying.
And then you turn around and you face the world as a trigger hunter.
For the next trigger sentence.
Yes. When you go around and you turn into the world and you're like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I can catch you all.
Yeah.
You got it? You have to say
it. I got it.
I just want to announce that the chat room is full of the creation from Sophia Magdalena, who said, I'm so overwhelmed because I don't know what to put in my next newsletter. It's too much for me. It's so much. And then she, and Martina,
Martina
looked at her and said,
Tell us what to do. We're going to write your newsletter in the next 4 minutes for you. We are. You have to tell us to do it. So Sophia Magdalena, she stood up and she turned around 10 times. And then she went, and then she said, write my newsletter for the next 4 minutes. Write it and put it in the chat room. And so now it's finished. So
it's morning.
We wrote it for her.
You know what to do in your next newsletter. Just grab a few creatures. No sniffling, no victim.
It's easier to write somebody else's newsletter than your own. So what do you think the team is for? Come on.
Thank you for this possibility. Yes.
Okay. And that's it. That is it for tonight, or for this morning. Sets you on for the day, for the night. Yes. Is there any last words?
Thank you. Thank you for pulling me out wherever I was.
And so it begins.
And we'll see you next week at 4:15 Germany time, Tuesday.
Tuesday,
and Clinton is the space holder.
Bring your worst problem.
Yay!
Hey, bye.
Bye.
Nice to see you guys. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.